Let's walk the talk.
702. The President of the Republic, President Cyril Ramaphosa, has noted to Parliament that the South African National Defence Force employment in the DRC will continue under MONUSCO, with the effort to neutralise negative forces and illegal armed groups by restoring peace and security in the DRC under Operation Mistral over the period April 16, 2024 to December 20th, 2024. Joining me on the line now is Defence Analyst Dean Wingren. Dean, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I suppose this extension of the deployment is to be expected, and the President is doing what is legally required of him to inform Parliament of his decision. But the big question is, how effective are we, Dean, in the efforts by the United Nations to obviously minimize the impact of the rebel groups in that part of the African continent?
Thanks, and that's a very good question, in the sense that MONUSCO, which is the UN mission in the DRC to, as you say, to stabilize the country against the multitude of rebel groups that are in the eastern DRC. And South Africa has been part of this mission since 1999. So this has been going on for 25 years now. And at its maximum, the UN had about 15,000 troops. And South Africa, the numbers fluctuated from year to year, but it's generally about 1,200 troops in country. And this includes infantry and soldiers. It included pilots and maintenance crew from an Air Force composite helicopter unit, medical staff, admin, and so on. And when South Africa initially went into the DRC, it was on a peacekeeping mission. But in 2013, the UN established what was called a FIB, a Force Intervention Brigade. And this was together with Malawi and Tanzania. And this was actually one of the only UN missions that actually had an offensive capability in to actually go in and attack these various rebel groups, of which the main one is M23, supported by Rwanda. And South Africa was incredibly quite impressive in that initial stage of the operation. We had the Oryx transport helicopter, but what really made a big impression in the minds of the rebel groups and M23 was the Roy Falk attack helicopter. And after just one or two attacks from the Roy Falk against the M23 rebel group, the group kind of decided, you know, maybe it's better to withdraw. And they actually went very quiet for a large number of years. And as I said, there's a multitude of other groups supported by many of the DRC's neighbors. And things never really settled down there. And so now South Africa is still involved. But unfortunately, because things never settled down, the Congo government has asked the UN to withdraw. And that is why we've got this date of where President Ramaphosa extended the annual deployment to 20th of December as opposed to March next year. And that is because the UN has agreed to withdraw from the DRC by the 20th of December. And South Africa will be withdrawing its MONUSCO contingent in the next month or so. But concurrently with that, SADC, of which South Africa is part, is still has just started a new mission in the DRC to take over. And this is called SAMRI DRC, Operation Tiba. So as the UN mission scales down, the SADC mission will be ramping up at the moment.
And why the switch, Dean? Will the SADC mission come with the artillery and the helicopters that it needs to clearly be impactful? Because part of the criticism of the deployment of South Africa's army forces to the DRC is that they go there without any support. They go there on a minuscule amount of resources that clearly will not be impactful against the militants.
Exactly. This new SAMRI, the reason why the UN is withdrawing is because the Congo government has now, they've been saying that, you know, the UN has been ineffective in stopping the rebel groups, and so therefore they must get out. There was also an East African Community Regional Force, which was made up of Burundi, Kenya, South Sudan, and Uganda. And they've also been told to withdraw pretty much the same time. And that is why the DRC has now called in SADC to please come and assist and take over, of which any South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania have agreed to do so. But South Africa's defense budget has been dwindling for a long time now. And President Ramaphosa has now authorized 2,900 South African troops to go in to continue in the DRC at a cost of 2.4 billion rand. And this is unbudgeted for. President Ramaphosa said at the stage, it was about a week or two before the budget was revealed, don't worry, this won't come out of the Defence Forces budget. Treasury will allocate funds. Well, the defence budget was announced, it's come and gone. And what happened? The defence budget was reduced by about 1.25%. And still this budget for SAMU DRC is unfunded. And as a result of this large deficit in funding for the Defence Force, it's not able to renew its equipment. It's not able to maintain its existing equipment, some of which is over 40 years old. The Oryx transport helicopter, which is vital for the troops in the DRC, the area is, the roads are in very poor condition. They can be muddy. There's forests and so on. You need transport helicopters for logistics and to transport the troops around. And if you're doing that, you need air cover for those troops, which was the Royal Falk helicopter. Now, the Royal Falk helicopters that were in the DRC have not flown for over 2 years. And I believe they're in the process of being returned to South Africa now. But there's no operational Royal Falk helicopters in South Africa either. So the troops in this, in the DRC, South African troops, are very well trained, but they just don't have the support of the government to provide them with the necessary tools and protections to effectively carry out this mission. And if 15,000 UN troops couldn't make that impact, then I'm not sure what the 5,000 SAMI DRC troops, of which South Africa is 2,900, I don't see what impact they can make with even less air support and ground support for the troops.
Yeah. At the same time, we are deploying 200 army members to effectively Mozambique in Operation Copper, that is meant to help with the threat of piracy and other related illegal maritime activities under SADC's MSS Operation Copper over the period 1 April 2024 to March 31, 2025. That's an employment deployment as well, isn't it? An important deployment.
Yes. This one's only for a cost of 35 million rand for the year. There's a good reason why it's so low. It's because the Navy just does not have the budget either for its frigates and other vessels to do these patrols. Operation Copper, as you say, this is the anti-piracy mission off the east coast of Africa, mainly in the Mozambique Channel. And this has been going on since 2011. And since 2012, Mozambique and Tanzania sort of joined supporting the mission. But again, the defense budget means that the frigates are not being able to maintain. The various other patrol vessels that try to take over have also been struggling. And hence, there's just no patrols for the last 2 years. And but what I suspect might happen is the Navy is now pulling all hands on deck for the frigate SAS Amatola to depart. It's probably be departing in May to go up the east coast of Africa through the Red Sea and the Suez Canal, which is quite a heated area at the moment, and to go to Russia for a military parade in St. Petersburg, and then continue down the west coast of Africa. Now, obviously going up the East Coast, this will, by, you know, geography says, you'll bypass the Mozambican Channel. And hence, there's a good possibility that they will then sort of twin this Operation Copper Patrol and as part of that mission to Russia.
Sure. All right. A lot happening there, Dean. Thank you very much for your analysis. Dean Wingren, defense analyst, reflecting on the two operations that the president has informed Parliament on in terms of deployment of members of the South African National Defense Force.